Tonight, ABC broadcasts a new show called Scandal. It comes from the creator of Grey's Anatomy, Shonda Rhimes, one of the most powerful black women in TV. The show depicts a powerful black woman in Washington, D.C. Here's critic Eric Deggans.
Olivia Pope is a top-flight crisis manager.
Good evening, gentlemen.
You got the money?
Of course, all $3 million.
She's a fixer so impressive, she can tell the Ukrainian mob what to do in a burst of rapid-fire dialogue.
Yet, what's going to happen is you and Vlad are going to take the $3 million and leave right now for Dulles to make your flight to the motherland. The reason you're going to want to go right now, besides the fact that it's just good travel sense to give yourself enough time for international check-in, is in exactly 4 hours and 15 minutes, both of your names are going to suddenly pop up on Homeland Security's no-fly list.
That's Kerry Washington, who you might recognize from wife and girlfriend roles in films like The Fantastic Four and Ray. But in Scandal, she shines as Olivia Pope, a lawyer and crisis manager inspired by real-life fixer Judy Smith, whose cases have included Michael Vick and the BP oil spill. Neither one of these ladies is anybody's girlfriend, wife, or sidekick. The last time I can remember a black woman leading a network TV drama, it was 1974.
If it's trouble, she's your girl, get Christy love.
TV producers were looking to cash in on the blaxploitation movie trend, so they got Teresa Graves to star as an undercover cop.
She's a cop?
Oh, yeah.
You're under arrest, sugar.
TV's come a long way since then, when a guy flung the N-word at Christy Love. But television still doesn't often showcase black women in starring roles outside comedy. Until now.
We are the Braxtons and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family.
Braxton Family Values is an unscripted show starring R&B singer Toni Braxton, her mother, and her siblings. And it was a surprise hit for female-centered WeTV. So they capitalized on that success, devoting Thursdays in primetime to unscripted shows featuring African-American women targeting black female viewers. This is a valuable audience. They watch more TV than just about anyone else and control most purchasing decisions in black households, totaling nearly $1 trillion in spending power. Even Oprah Winfrey, the queen of all media, has developed a show about a successful black restaurant owner.
This has been my dream, to build my own restaurant. I've got two locations, Sweetie Pies, Inc., which is in Delwood. I opened up my second one in the city, Sweetie Pies at the Mangrove. And now I have one in Grand Center under construction called Sweetie Pies Upper Crust. Upper Crust is the queen.
Welcome to Sweetie Pies has become a rare bright spot for Oprah Winfrey's own cable channel. Winfrey's found her typical audience of middle-aged white women hasn't watched enough to make her cable channel work, with one analyst predicting her channel might lose $142 million this year. So Oprah's reaching for black female viewers, one of many programmers learning a powerful lesson. Sometimes catering to the most underserved viewers makes the best business sense of all.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.